citizens of Radio Atlanta Cuban News for this Monday broadcast on Wednesday night. A prominent U.S. media watchdog has asserted that the controversy over comparisons between George W. Bush and Adolf Hitler in two ads submitted to the anti-Bush ad contest run by the online activist group MoveOn.org says less about the state of left discourse than it does about the double standards at Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation. Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, known by its acronym FAIR, noted that Fox News Channel started the controversy on January 4, airing Republican National Committee Chair Ed Gillespie's complaint about the Bush-Hitler comparison, which he called despicable, and said this was the channel's major story the entire next day. The channel aired condemnations of the Democrats as engaging in hateful rhetoric and being held captive of the far left, but stated FAIR it should be noted, however hyperbolic, comparisons to Hitler and fascism are not unknown in the American political debate, noting that Rush Limbaugh has routinely called women's rights activists femi-Nazis, that references to Hillary Clinton are a staple of right-wing talk radio, and recalling that Republican power broker Grover Norquist recently compared inheritance taxes to the Holocaust on national public radio. Phil also noted that on the very same day that Fox News put the story at the top of its agenda, Rupert Murdoch's conservative media empire. So, state of fairness and accuracy in reporting, it's more than a little embarrassing that these blatant Nazi comparisons were being made in the Post while the paper's corporate sibling was denouncing such comparisons as a sign of derangement. Israeli leaders discussed Sunday possible changes to the snaking route of a huge controversial barrier being built deep inside the occupied West Bank to make it easier to defend at the International Court of Justice at The Hague. With the World Court hearing slated to begin next month in response to the United Nations General Assembly request to rule whether Israel must tear down the barrier, Israel's Attorney General's office has told Prime Minister Ariel Sharon that if there are no changes to the barrier's route, it will be difficult to defend. Sharon admitted that the barrier harms the daily lives of Palestinians, but denied that plans to possibly change its route in response to demands from the UN or the World Court. And according to some observers, the Prime Minister is only considering purely tactical changes in the route, not strategic changes such as eliminating all the places where the wall intrudes into the West Bank and building it exclusively along Israel's pre-1967 border. Chief Palestinian peace negotiator Saadet Erekat scoffed at possible plans to change the route, saying construction of the wall should halt entirely. The barrier is likely to form a de facto border if Israel takes the unilateral separation steps it has promised within months if there is no progress on a U.S.-backed peace roadmap that is stalled by primarily Israeli violence and foot-dragging in implementing the plan. Israel says the barrier is needed to protect against suicide bombers and other attackers, but the wall has severely disrupted the lives of tens of thousands of Palestinians, separating them from their farmland, jobs, hospitals, and schools. Those are Radio Atlanta Cuba's top stories for this month.